Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to join us, the 603-283-6160. And I want to say thank you to Nathan Benson, who is tonight's amplifier. That means Nathan is a member of the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's money that we use on Free Talk Live strictly to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live, to reach larger audiences, to get on more radio stations, and all of that awesome stuff. So if you value what we do, you may consider joining the AMP program. It does come with a number of cool little perks, but the real reason you should join is because you value Free Talk Live and you want us to reach a larger audience with it. So thank you, Nathan, for your contributions. It only costs $5 per month. That gets you in. Nathan, thank you so much. We appreciate it. We hope you continue amplifying. But let's go to the phones. We've got Andy calling from Raleigh. Andy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey,
glad
Andy.
To be here. What's up, Ian?
What's on your mind, dude?
Not much, man. I'm heading up the road. I just left Charlotte a little while ago. I'm heading up to Raleigh to cover the healthcare workers in North Carolina. They're protesting against this medical rape, this medical tyranny that we're seeing, that you guys were just discussing a bit. And
that's with hospitals and stuff like that requiring their workers to be vaccinated?
Yes. Yeah. Basically, all major hospital systems in North Carolina have come to give these people a deadline to get vaccinated, or if they don't get vaccinated, they're going to have to get tested twice a week with a faulty, fraudulent test that just got withdrawn from the FDA as of December 31st, 2021.
Right.
I don't know if you guys saw that. I'm sure you did. Yep. You probably talked about it on another show, but...
Well, Cheshire County Medical here in Keene is doing the same thing, requiring all employees to be vaccinated.
Right.
I don't even know that they included a loophole that, you know, if you don't want to get vaccinated, you can just get tested twice a week.
Well, we also discovered when we were actually trying to go to the emergency room one day that you can't go to the emergency room unless you put a mask on.
Really?
Doesn't matter if you got a doctor's note, as I do, they will not accept you. They literally kicked us out of there.
Out of the emergency room.
They sure did.
Can you imagine going in there for, like, in a car accident or something, and them putting a mask on you before you even enter the hospital? That's insane.
That's what it is.
Yeah, not traumatic enough getting in a car accident, but then you got to suffocate yourself on top of all that.
So what sort of responses are you seeing out there?
I've been to two events so far. I was in one event last Thursday in Greensboro. There was about 250 folks, maybe 300, and all kinds of support from people driving by, just honking. I mean, there was just people beeping and honking all day long. I was there from like 10 a.m. to about 5 in the afternoon. And then I went to another one yesterday in Charlotte to protest against Atrium Health. And there was probably 800 people there, 1,000 people, and the nurses and doctors that I'm talking to were saying, we do not want this thing. We are seeing people, patients coming in with life-altering, life-changing reactions, mm-hmm. people that will never be the same again, and people even dying from this thing, as you all know, right? VAERS.HHS.gov is reporting 11,940 deaths that are associated with this toxic gene therapy that is being mandated to people who have worked in these hospital systems for 20, 30, 35 years. I spoke with a woman with 6 kids. She's like, I do not want this thing. I'm scared. She's like, I don't know what to do. So I'm just trying to cover this because these events with a camera, because literally I'm the only one with all, like, in the alternative media with a YouTube channel and a decent audience. I've only got about 500 people, but I have podcasters and support. I'm the only one out there with a camera that's covering these folks and really just talking to them and asking them how they're feeling, what they're seeing. And,
so you're saying the mainstream media is not coming to report on this at all?
Well, they are. That's the thing. They
really
are, but it's in a negative light.
Of course,
right?
Yeah.
What happened to support our healthcare workers, right? Wasn't that the whole thing a year ago? support amazing, our essential yeah. workers. They're heroes.
Yeah, I'm so glad you brought that up because, I mean, there's probably 30% of the sign said, how do you go from heroes to zeros and now for this lab rat? They know that it's an experimental shot. They know that there's people getting hurt. They know that all of this information about bears and the adverse reactions are being totally censored from every corner of the internet, basically, besides these few alternative platforms that we operate on where basically they're just giant echo chambers anyway because we all agree mostly on these alternative platforms. So nobody's hearing about this. No, you know that was craziest thing to me was that a lot of the nurses that I talk to don't even know that the BEARS database exists.
Most people don't. But especially medical professionals you think would know about this thing. But you know the most telling part about all of this, out of all of the organizations out there that have issue with this, you would think that doctors and nurses and these professionals, you think that someone would be would take their opinion would not take their opinion lightly because I don't know they deal with this all the time. Mm-hmm. You think they know something?
Absolutely. We're supposed to listen to every word they said last year. Remember, in between the TikTok dances, we were supposed to listen to these folks.
The heroes, yeah.
As if they were literally could do no wrong, right? They swear an oath to do no harm.
Andy, is there any indication that these protesting doctors and nurses are going to put their feet down and refuse and basically say, look, you're going to mandate this? We're going on strike. We're not coming in. Then what are you going to do?
There was like 150 who were fired in Texas Health. They came up with the same mandate, and they went out and they picketed. They said, we're not going to take this. Got fired next day.
That was Houston Methodist in Houston where that first happened, I don't know, a month or two ago. But it's the same thing here. Ian, you asked if there's any indication of them putting their foot down. In Greensboro, they said that most of the folks that were out there were prepared to walk away because basically they're like, we're not agreeing to getting tested twice a week. We know that thing. That those PCR, you know, tools, which isn't a test, the inventor himself said it's not a test that can't tell you whether or not you're sick. He said that in no uncertain terms.
Yep.
So they're saying there's no way we're taking this test. We're not agreeing to this. But the CEO has come out publicly and said that she's prepared during a national shortage of nurses and doctors, during a national shortage of labor for these folks, they're prepared to let 40% of them go.
Wow.
They're prepared to let them all walk.
So, Andy, where can people go to watch these videos? I assume you've been documenting this and then putting them online somewhere. So where can people go to find it?
Yeah, so the only videos right now, so I'm having some issues with internet access because I'm technically homeless. I'm working out of my car. I'm pitching a tent. I'm sleeping on the couch. So the only video footage up right now was from the Thursday event in Greensboro, and you can find that on if you search Rockfin or Odyssey or YouTube. I'm not sure if it made it on YouTube because his channel was like in a timeout when we did the interview. So I'm not sure if it made it on the YouTube, but the channel's called Slow News Day, and you can find that on Rockfin. That video is on Rockfin.
And you said it is on Odyssey as well?
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
I'm not sure if it made it on Odyssey as well because I was looking for it there, but it definitely is on Rockfin. I have the video downloaded. I'm going to upload it this evening to my Odyssey channel. It's called Go Within to Get Out. And I
cool. Glad to hear you're up on Odyssey, Andy. Nice job.
Yeah, man. Thanks a lot, Ian. A lot of this stuff is because of you, man. You inspired me. That first protest we went through together. I mean, I've just been thinking about you guys a lot. You're nobody, and I mean, I'm literally dumping every last dollar I have into this work because literally, like I said, I am homeless technically right now. My disability owes me like $13,000, and they're dicking me around. So I'm covering these events. I'm covering it in a positive light, talking to nurses, talking to doctors. They're saying, no way we're taking this thing. It is hurting people, and they are censoring every last bit of of it from the internet.
Sure, that's all the more reason to get on Odyssey. Sorry to cut you off there, Andy, but we are going out to break. So look that up. It's Sad News Day on Odyssey.
A slow news day.
That's what I meant, yeah.
And Andy's channel is Go Within to Get Out.
More coming up here on Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. Andy, thank you so much for the call tonight. Coming up later, why nudity makes people happy.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160 if you want to join the conversations with us tonight. That's 603-283-6160. You can weigh in on any of the stuff we've been talking about, or you can change the subject and talk about anything that's important to you. Such as censorship. That's been, like, the caller we were just talking with was probably, he may have uploaded his videos successfully to YouTube, but medical misinformation, they're going to block it. Yep. Because censorship is everywhere these days. And that's why we have our own social media platform. We said, screw you, we'll make our own social media with blackjack and hookers. Just like Bender of Futurama.
I haven't seen that much blackjack or hookers.
I haven't either, but, you know, that's the meme. So
we wouldn't ban you if you like blackjack or hookers.
That's true. Over at, you can join it at social.freetalklive.com. There you can say pretty much whatever you want. So it's definitely worth looking into. Social.freetalklive.com. We've got Greg calling from New York. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live.
I definitely appreciate Free Talk Live.
Thanks.
It's a voice of liberty in the United States. So I wanted to call in and just talk about the different systems that we have and what system could be good to produce the best vaccines or the best medicines. I'm kind of struck, like, as a libertarian, I'm kind of tired of the government and the media always blaming the individual. You know, it's like, you're responsible for not using the plastic straws and the plastic bags. You're responsible for recycling. You're responsible to be a vegetarian. And it's like, no. Why don't you look at the factory farms? Why don't you look at the Coca-Cola Corporation, you know, using the plastic bottles instead of, you know, talking about the individual? I mean, it's the boardroom at Coca-Cola that says, hey, let's switch to plastic bottles. So, you know, beer companies, they don't use plastic bottles. They use the glass ones and the cans. But somehow plastic is just the thing to do if you're a bottling company.
Well, it's the cheapest, right?
Tons of other things. Yeah, exactly. It's the cheapest. So they have these negative externalities. They push the cost onto society, onto the environment. And the individual is always the one that's supposed to be like, well, you are the one who's supposed to be recycling. And the thing,
I'd like to say I haven't recycled in 15 years.
I've never taken part in recycling.
I recycle everything, but only because we have to pay to have our trash thrown away. Gotcha. Here in Keene. So
yeah, as soon as I saw that Penn and Teller episode, the BS show that they made about recycling, it was like a huge eye opener for me. And it's like, that's it. I'm done with this.
I've never seen that. So what was it about?
Recycling and basically the history of it being a total BS government make work program that was made in the 1980s.
No, it's total junk. There is a lot of that stuff that is shipped overseas, and we were having China get rid of our recycle our material, and just recently in the last decade they've come to the conclusion that it's not worth it. It's too expensive.
The only thing where it is worth it is apparently aluminum, and I don't think they have to ship that anywhere. Yeah. But most of the things that are recycled are a total waste.
So I suspect for at least the last 10 years or so, the Chinese and other countries that have been recycling our material, I think they've been getting it. They've been charging us, and they've just been throwing it right in the lake. As in the ocean.
Check out that episode,
likely.
Though. It's an amazing eye-opener. Penn and Teller's BS. I can't say the full word.
Obviously.
Recycling.
Very, very likely. I mean, honestly, but how about instead of making individuals do these things, how about telling the corporations, hey, why don't you switch to switch to biodegradable materials, you know, like you used to do, like with glass and aluminum and stuff like that.
You can buy Mexican Coke.
How biodegradable is glass? Because, I mean, there are castles in Europe that have been standing with glass for 600-700 years, and the glass hasn't degraded. I mean, glass is a liquid.
Technically, it's a liquid, yeah.
So it's thicker at the bottom than it's at the top, but it hasn't degraded. I don't think glass is biodegradable.
Or repurposable, right? You can melt, it can make new bottles. I guess what I'm trying to say is that
you can repurpose a plastic bottle as well. You can put some flowers in there or something if you want.
Well, all I'm trying to say is whenever the answer is, hey, you, the individual, can do this or that, I am saying no. This is deflecting the responsibility from the people who really make the decisions, and that's the corporation. So basically, for example, if they tell me, yeah, just don't buy anything with high fructose corn syrup, exercise your consumer choice. I don't believe that you have a choice. I'm like George Carlin in this, and I think the choices have already been presented to you. on the shelf. And the same thing with the ballot box. They've already been, the two parties have already presented you with the choices. So by the time you're actually making your choice, you're just making a choice between two pre-approved things. I can't opt out of the system. I can't have my containers not be plastic. I can't actually exercise a meaningful choice as an individual. That's not
where I'm pretty sure if you wanted to, you could
find... You can buy Mexican Coke. I mean, there's definitely glass container beverages out there.
Well, what if I want to have normal containers for food? What if I want bread? What if I want anything?
Mm.
I have to go... And then the funny thing
is... Well, wouldn't the true... correct way in that worldview be to bake your own bread?
Or go to the local baker.
Yeah. Yeah, but how do you... take newspaper, old recycled newspaper, and use that to wrap your stuff up.
Well, here's what I wanted to call and rant about. It's the vaccines. They put the... And again, the individual has to go and get vaccinated with these vaccines. But the thing is, nobody's talking about it. I Googled this. Where's the vaccine for the Delta variant? I thought they had this whole system at warp speed already. They were going to... take an mRNA vaccine, take a protein, and bada bing, bada boom, they have a new vaccine. So why is the market system not producing a 2.0 for the Delta variant? Like
who says they're not? They're already talking about creating a new updated vaccine.
Well, it's also not a market system. It's a good old boy system. It's a crony capitalist system where only the rich get to play, where only the people with billions of dollars at their disposal get to even be considered.
Exactly. So I'm saying, as a libertarian, let's switch.
Why did you call it a free market system?
He said market. He didn't say free.
Okay. But it's still not a market system.
Well, it's a market. It's just not a free one.
It's not a free market. There
it's
is
highly
no
regulated.
Idealized. Right. The free market is too idealized to exist in the real world, just like real communism is too idealized. But I'm just saying, how about we eliminate the intellectual property system, or at least have the government pay for the regular, labs around the world to use that same technology that they developed and try to create the vaccine.
Well, I don't support having the government paying or existing at all, but I do agree with you that intellectual property should be gotten rid of. And while we're at it, let's go ahead and shut down the FDA, which is the regulatory agency that stands in the way of developing new ideas and allowing or disallowing, constantly deciding what people can and can't put into their bodies. And again, that would then decentralize it to the individual, who would then get to choose. Do you want to use the hydrochloroquine? Do you want to use the whatever, ivermectin or something like that?
And
do
it sounds crazy, but if I want to buy Johnny's magic cure-all off him in the streets,
you should
and
be able to.
It's really just human urine, I should be able to do that.
There's actually a guy that I met at Anarchapulco who swore that human urine was like literally a cure-all, and he swore to us that he just finished consuming some moments before he did an interview with us.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it because I'm a rational adult. And I need to consult a doctor about this. But yeah, absolutely.
Your body says that's waste fluid. That's why it gets rid of it. But people
you
believe all kinds
the industry.
Sorry to cut you off there, Greg, but we are going out. Stick with us for another moment. I assume you have more you want to talk about regarding the viruses. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. White House COVID-19 coordinator Jeffrey Zients announced Monday that it's time to impose some requirements on COVID-19 vaccines. Last week, the president called on states and local governments to use funding they have received to give $100 to anyone who gets fully vaccinated. But he went a step further and said that there must be mandates.
President Biden called Tuesday for New York Governor Andrew Cuomo to resign after a months-long investigation concluded that he sexually harassed at least 11 women, including current and former employees. New York Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik says the governor wants to live by a different set of rules than the average New Yorker.
He committed federal crimes as well as he broke state laws as well, laws that he signed into law.
Audio courtesy of Fox News. This is USA Radio News. Retired Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, who made waves as a witness during the Trump impeachment proceedings, claimed on MSNBC the former president is responsible for over 600,000 COVID deaths in America, and that would have been prevented if he was removed from office.
There's a direct logic link to the 600,000 dead. If the president was held accountable and removed, we would have 600,000 more Americans walking the streets today. If they censured him, the president would be on his heels, and he would probably have been a little more cautious going into COVID. We wouldn't have an economic disaster.
Vindman, who has been on a media tour to promote a new book, was an important witness for Democrats during the House impeachment inquiry. Authorities say a gunman shot and wounded three people at a Tennessee business and was later fatally shot by police. Police say the shooting happened early Tuesday at a Smile Direct Club manufacturing facility in Nashville. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Five 603-283-6160. If you want to join the discussion, it's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria, Ian, and Conan. And shortly coming up, why being naked in particular? Because it's a little vague to say why nudity makes people happy. I've never been unhappy, I don't think, looking at a naked person. But
I can think of some people that I wouldn't prefer to look at. It wouldn't make me unhappy, but I'd rather look elsewhere.
But I wouldn't look at, I wouldn't go out seeking those people to look at in the first place.
I gotcha.
Right? So, but yes, the article that we actually are going to be talking about is why being naked tends to make people happier.
Okay.
But at the moment,
on Topless Tuesdays.
Yes, yeah. Naturally. Yeah. Preceding the topless episode of She Talk Live, which is tomorrow, you can watch that at video.freetalklive.com.
Exclusively, yes. At video.freetalklive.com.
And it worked out very well last week, and I'm looking forward to it again.
But yeah, we had record numbers. Thanks for everybody who watched last week.
But we're talking to Greg right now. Greg, you said you had a little bit more you wanted to say.
Yes, I wanted to get into detail about how the system could work that is an alternative to our current system.
That's an alternative to the intellectual property system, correct?
Not just the intellectual property system, but the system based on market competition and essentially giant...
Well, we have a system that goes out of its way to squash market competition as soon as any of these companies get big enough to do so.
And or get bought out.
Well, what's the alternative? Let's hear it.
In fact, all of the big pharma companies own all of the generic drugs. They bought them out, and then now they still sell them.
So what's the alternative, Craig? Yeah.
So, so my rant was kind of like a George Carlin rant. I think he's a left libertarian type of guy. He was. Very entertaining. So, I would like a system based on collaboration and people working and building on each other's thing. The same thing that we have in every other branch of science, physics, chemistry, anything. The same thing we have in Wikipedia and the same thing we have in open source. I'd like to see open source drug research. And so when you have sort of in Linux and these systems, they have what's called the GPL, the new public license. It says that if you use this software, and you must then open source your software if you link with some library that's open source this way.
Mm-hmm.
It's called free software license. So it's called also copyleft license. So I'd like to see patent left. I'd like to see a society that has a UBI, as people have, you know, free time to actually work on these things instead of...
Who's going to pay this UBI?
We're going to use Pigovian taxes. We're actually going to tax the things that we want less of, like, you know, factory farming, or in this case, plastic, you know, pollution, things that
so
actually
so it's a vice tax on factory farms, basically.
I don't think those right. industries are going to like you taxing them. This is you're talking about a lot of industry out there who sell a lot of vices to humans. I'm thinking sugar, and I'm thinking cheap food.
I oppose vice taxes.
They run the system. They have the lobbyists in D.C. They're not going to let you tax them.
And even if I don't approve of the vice, like I don't with, you know, factory farming, I disapprove of vice taxes in general.
I disapprove of taxes.
I just want to be clear. It's Pigovian taxes. Pigovian taxes are taxes on things that harm society. It's not just about vices. So when you
society doesn't exist and cannot be harmed. Individuals, however, can decide.
And society doesn't know what hurts them. They don't know that sugar hurts them. I do, but
society doesn't get hurt. Individuals who consume too much sugar get hurt.
I was just reading a story today that says sugar isn't the problem. You know, high fructose corn syrup may be a problem, but sugar itself may not be.
It's not as bad, but no, sugar is a problem. We eat way too damn much of it.
People disagree about that.
We eat way too, a little bit of it, but even eating too much fruit is bad.
Well, if you're dumping nuclear waste into a lake, you are harming individuals. If you are in Flint, the water, for example, was switched for commercial interests.
The government-run water system.
There are clear cases of companies actually externalizing their costs to society, to other people.
It's not just the industries that are dumping their waste in the water. It's governments dumping their waste in the water.
I find it interesting.
Military is one of the biggest polluters in the world.
I find it interesting that you go immediately from actual real harm to individuals to talking about harm to society. And that's mythical. You know, that's the kind of mythology that allows collectivism to take root and cause horrific things like genocides. No, society isn't being harmed, Greg. Individuals are being harmed.
Okay, individuals.
That's not society. Those are individuals.
When you're dumping pollutants, but if you're dumping pollutants in a lake, you are harming a lot of people and animals. What I'm trying to say is this, is that many things that companies do to save a buck, they externalize the cost. So it's cheaper for them, yes. The hamburger is cheaper from a factory farm, but the antibiotics will be less effective, and then people are going to suffer. People, individuals, are going to be affected by superbacteria. Potentially in the future, due to the actions of these people.
Yes, and those individuals have lawsuits that they should be able to launch against the factory farms.
And what about all the people who want cheap-ass hamburgers? And they don't care that it's raised in a factory farm.
When you have a lawsuit, you have to have shown that the harm already occurred. By the time it occurs, the horse would have left the barn.
You want to punish people for thought crime and things that could happen. And I definitely can't get on board with that, Greg. Thank you for the call tonight. But
the problem here is
when
somebody says it hurts society, the question always should be, who decides? Who makes the decision on what is good and what is bad for society? You know, and Greg has his opinion about what's good and what's bad for what Greg's ideal society is, but that may disagree with somebody who's like, you know, I don't care where my meat comes from. Mm-hmm. That's society. What about their society? How come their society isn't important or what they want?
They're pointing out there are plenty of individuals who they think would be good for society to have all of this really cheap hamburger meat.
But the most important part about this is that the individual is not going to be making these laws. The individual is not going to be deciding who to tax, what vice to tax. Because we don't run anything. It's these industries that this guy wants to tax. They're the ones writing the laws. They're the ones writing the laws.
Yeah,
and it's never going to be Greg who's in charge. It's always going to be these
people. And even
if
it is Greg who's in charge, that's just disenfranchising the people out there who do want the cheap hamburger meat. And, you know,
I can't say that any one particular approach. Maybe it's better in the long term for the species if we have cheap hamburger meat. Maybe it's better if we don't use the antibiotics in the factory farms. I don't know the answer. And then, by what metric are we judging which one is better? Which one has the most number of people alive? Which one is the most productive? Which one has the most wealth? I don't know.
If Greg is saying that this particular farming of meat is dangerous with the antibiotic or whatever, I don't know all the details about that. But if it's true, then he should just wait because all those people are going to die off, right? And then problem solved.
It's the same thing with the vaccine argument.
Oh, except those people are mad because, you know, they believe you're getting them infected.
Well, that's sort of the issue with these superbugs that are created by, you know, all of these antibiotics. That I happen to think that humans being prescribed antibiotics just consistently for every little thing over the last 2-3 decades is a much bigger problem than antibiotics being put into factory farm animals' food.
Mm-hmm.
But even if that wasn't the issue, and if it was just factory farms that were doing this, the rise of the superbacteria could affect someone who just adamantly refused to eat any of this meat simply because that bacteria evolved to bypass the antibiotics that the vast majority of society were consuming in the meat products. So whether they ate the meat or not, they could still be affected by it. But that's assuming a lot. And I don't have the answers, and no one does. But let's get into your article, Conan, because it's actually...
I want to hear something positive.
Yeah. It's humorous and joyous, and
well, you
I
know,
like it.
Yeah, considering that there's been an awful lot of skin here on the show lately... I thought that this was kind of a little amusing article that maybe backed up by some science. Science! It does come from IFL Science, who, you know, they're all on board. They're talk about science cult. I keep it on my Facebook feed because every now
what
and then...
What is IFL?
I effing love science. It's a Facebook group.
Okay.
And they have their own website, too. Most of what comes across that feed is just nothing but clickbait garbage. But every now and then something cute comes
up. I remember them. I was in that group a long time ago.
They're all on board the
I left it a long time ago.
All on board the vaccine. They're all on board global warming. They are all about labeling flat earthers. But, no, you know, get off of our site, you know.
Coming up, something that's sure to make you happy. Well, assuming you enjoy
your prude.
Yeah, unless you're a prude. 603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in. It's Free Talk Live.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans. Survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, ending the show with a positive note. Why Unity Makes People Happy. With you tonight is Arya, Ian, and Conan. And, I mean, you're not wrong. There's been a lot of skin on Free Talk Live within the last, you know.
Well, it is the middle of the summer.
It is. I mean, once Topless Tuesday returned, though, we're like, how far can we push this? And there are good reasons for wanting to push this, as I talked to Damian Fisher, who writes for the UN Leader, yesterday. You know, women can't even breastfeed in public. Yeah. They can't even feed an infant in public without it being considered scandalous.
And by the way, I was very happy to see that. It came across my feed right after it happened, and you were hinting at something happened, and I was like, I know exactly what happened. I clicked on it, and boobs. I'm sure enough.
And it's returning tomorrow night at video.freetalklive.com. That is the topless episode of She Talk Live. It's a lot of fun.
The most impressive thing I have to say, and I clicked on it mainly to see. I wanted to see how comfortable everyone was, and that was the best part. It's like nothing. It's like king of the world. It's like this. Why would this bother me? This, I'm a human being. We're born in this body. You know, why is it so? Why do people find it so? Why are there so many prudes out there? Why are there some people who find it so disgusting?
Because apparently somebody thinks Jesus doesn't like nudity or something. I think it's mostly religious people.
Well, I have.
Jesus was the one who made us naked from the start, right?
I have feelings about it. I don't think it has much to do with religion anymore.
It's because once humans started clothing themselves, the clothing only came off for sexual reasons. So nudity became associated in our minds with sex, just like, you know, Pavlov's dog and the ringing bell.
That's one reason.
So when people see a naked body, they immediately become sexually aroused because in their minds, those two things are related.
Mm-hmm. How many people are like that? Though.
I imagine the vast majority of people are like that.
I mean, I'm weird, though. I'm not like that at all.
Right.
Like, if I see a naked person, it's like, oh, yeah.
I think the other...
I can appreciate one looking better than another.
Sure.
But it's not sexual.
I think one of the main reasons... That is one of the reasons, because it's been sexualized. But the other one is, there are too many people out there who are not happy with their body.
That much is true.
And I'm not going to be in the same room with this nice... good-looking human being over here who's butt naked, and I have to wear my clothes because I'm ashamed of myself. So we all have to wear clothes.
Yeah, that's a good point, Conan, because if you paid attention to the situation here in New Hampshire up at Laconia Beach, I think it was, several years ago now, there were some ladies that went out there. Actually, I think one was trans, but there was a group of ladies that went out to the beach, and they did a specific protest of, we're going to have a topless beach day.
And,
you know, should have been nothing at all. I mean, men go to the beach topless all the time.
Should have been no big deal, but somebody called the cops on them. And it was like some prudish mom or whatever that decided, oh, my God, I got to protect my child from seeing these women with their toplessness. But in a lot of cases, it turns out that the people who are complaining about this
are women.
Aren't the, a lot of them are women, and they're not the prettiest.
Exactly. And this is the exact same argument for legalized prostitution or decriminalized prostitution. It's usually the women who are complaining about that.
But interestingly, with the topless protests, the protesters themselves weren't the prettiest of women either. One of them was in her late 50s, and, you know, she wasn't looking that great. You know, the other one was trans, and then I don't recall the third one. It was like, and she was okay. You know, there wasn't like any tens. Sure. You know, and you know, a 10 in New England is like a 6 in California.
Hmm. Well, this article is probably no surprise to anybody. It's one of these silly studies that...
surprise to anyone in this room, but a lot of people would be uncomfortable.
We all kind of knew... I knew the answer to this, if this study is actually legit. But supposedly, being naked is great for your body image and satisfaction with life.
Mm.
At a time rife with social media snooping and Photoshop models, idealized body images are everywhere. And it's no surprise these unrealistic ideals have also brought their fair share of body image anxiety for many people, which can be massively damaging to life satisfaction as a whole. But it seems a healthy dose of nakedness might just be the remedy, with some new research suggesting that nudity in public can do wonders for your psychological well-being, self-esteem, and body image.
This makes perfect sense as well, because other than their spouse, the most times people see other people naked is going to be in, like, pornography or, you know, Kim Kardashian in her bikini swimsuit or something like that. They don't see the average, ordinary person naked. They only see supermodels.
Out mowing their lawn, just being natural, just being me.
So when you are judging yourself,
man, I wouldn't
want to
mow my lawn if I had orifices that things could get flung up into.
There's reasons
for clothes. You know what I'm saying? Like in certain circumstances,
mowing the lawn. Yeah, probably not. But like walking down the street to buy a burger, sure.
Yeah, whatever.
Psychologist.
And it would do wonders for people because they would suddenly have an ordinary body to compare their own to instead of Photoshopped Kim Kardashian.
And it would desensitize as well to, you know, oh my God, a naked person. You know, it's going to be okay.
Yeah, there are some countries out there, Americans, where nude beaches are, every beach is a nude beach. You know, people walk down the street on a regular basis, you know, topless.
Yeah, as I understand it, it's not as uncommon to see something like that in some European countries, and people don't freak out. Like
France, Germany, it's the norm.
Although that said, I do remember seeing, I don't know, 15 years ago, I saw a video of some, you know, pretty nice looking lady walking around some German town or something like that. And she still got a bunch of looky-loos who were stopping and taking photos and, you know, ogling her or whatever. So it's still not that, you know, people are still going to react for sure. And it's going to be a long time. Like even if people start going out and they start being topless and or fully naked in public, it would still take a long time.
Sure. This isn't happening. It's not
going to
happen.
It's not going to. Yeah, I agree with you.
But it should.
Well, they get arrested in most places.
Yes. Well,
not if enough people did it.
But again, that's not going to happen.
No.
I mean, it's difficult to find women who are willing to go topless as a protest because of all of these reasons.
I'm not finding it difficult at all. There are more women lined up to be on She Talk Live now than there have ever been.
But that's in the safety of a private home.
Sure. But it's being broadcast out on the internet. But here's the point.
I noticed during, I think it was like the first top of the hour break or whatever, during the She Talk Live last week, that y'all put your shirts on to go outside and have a smoke.
That's because it's cold. I do the same thing here.
Okay. But it was a summer night. Was it that cold?
It's like 60 degrees. It's
okay.
Like,
all right.
It's a little chilly for me. Like, I wear a hoodie when I take the dog out.
I got you.
On these recent nights.
Psychologist from Goldsmiths, University of London.
I actually thought about that after the first break. I was like, you know, we're in New Hampshire. I didn't really have to put on a shirt to go outside and smoke. And I was like, yeah, but it is actually kind of chilly out there.
All right, I'm not finishing this. But anyways, most of their participants, guess what? They were dudes. Like, overwhelmingly.
Wait, participants doing what?
Who took this survey.
Oh, okay.
And who were attending these events. So anyways, they took a survey, an online survey, and they asked and answered whether they felt good after an event that they participated in. a nude event. And then they actually went to some events and they asked them that right there on the spot, you know, how do you feel? Do you feel better before or after, or do you feel the same all throughout? So it's not the biggest of big studies, but sure. Most of the participants, dudes.
That's interesting.
Because either because it was whatever the event was, a polar bears for polar bears or something like that. This is the UK. This is Britain. So who knows what
the polar
doing.
Bears are? Those the people who swim in the icy river or something?
I know what a bear is when it comes to a man being nude.
Bear all for the polar bears.
Was
the name of the event.
So it's like a charity event.
Yeah. Okay. And then you got naked bike rides, and of course you have your nude beaches and stuff like that. And I actually grew up in Florida, and I know that they're all over the place. I've never been to a nude anything. And yet this is how I live my life.
Mm-hmm.
When I get home, I live alone. It's all coming off.
Do you do that in the winter when your house is 52 degrees?
Oh, hell no.
Okay. I just wonder, man. I don't know.
I sleep with a hoodie on.
You walked up to a big giant bear today, or yesterday, or whatever it was. So what do I know, man?
Yeah, well, I'm an
animal bear, by the way.
Eccentric.
Oh, yeah. Also, good clarification.
I know, but I know as far as my life, I'm a cynic. You know, I'm not happy with the human race at the moment, but I consider myself to be a pretty happy person. I'm naked all the time.
Well, one thing's for sure, the society is not going in the direction of taking things off. They're covering up. They're putting on masks and covering up more than they ever have. It's like you know, being in the Middle East.
Yeah.
I'm curious now, if you went to a nude beach, would you see people wearing masks
but nothing else?
Yeah.
That's very interesting. And why are these people, and here's the other way to look at this, too. They're saying that naked people are happier. Or
content with themselves.
Exactly. Were they already happy with themselves, or they just not care? And so they were already in a good frame of mind before they moved to this nude level, this naturist level.
I imagine most people are probably pretty self-conscious about their body images.
Not naked people. Obviously,
well,
they're not.
Well, not naked people, no.
So my thinking is they were happy from the get-go before their clothes came off.
It's possible.
You have to be happy.
Self-selected.
You have to be happy from the get-go to even move to the naked level.
Maybe. But speaking of naked, or at least semi-naked, She Talk Live is continuing tomorrow night. Watch it at video.freetalklive.com. It's exclusively there. That's video.freetalklive.com. We'll be back same time tomorrow. It's Free Talk Live.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.